This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As more people in the United States and around the world continue protests to combat racism, racial acts against blacks in America continue to take place openly and behind the scenes. Now crossing over to NASCAR racing. In response, NASCAR drivers put on a dramatic show of support for fellow driver Bubba Wallace on Monday. Wallace, NASCAR's only black driver, was pushed to the starting line by all of the racist drivers after NASCAR stepped up security for the rain-delayed Geico 500 after a noose was found in the driver's garage at Talladega on Saturday. The vocal supporter of Black Lives Matter, Wallace, was the target of a racial attack a day earlier with the noose, a symbol connected to lynching in America's slave history, was left in his team's stall. The NASCAR president, Steve Phelps, vowed to use all available resources to uncover the identity of the person responsible for the racist attack and have them banned from the sport for life. Earlier on Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Alabama said the FBI is reviewing the situation surrounding the noose to determine whether there are violations of federal law. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said that he opposed removing the towering statue of former President Theodore Roosevelt from outside New York's American Museum of Natural History. The move was announced by the museum Sunday and comes amid anti-racism protests across the United States and the world after the death of an unarmed black man, George Floyd, in police custody on May 25th in the United States. The statue shows Roosevelt on a horse with a Native American man and an African man by his side. Roosevelt, a Republican like Trump, was a U.S. president from 1901 to 1909. Many critics have said that Roosevelt's statue symbolizes racial discrimination and colonial expansion. This is VOA News. Globally, the number of deaths from COVID-19 is more than 471,000. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths at more than 120,000. And the number of infections globally is more than 9 million, more than 2.3 million in the U.S. Mexico's daily death toll from coronavirus passed Brazil Sunday amid concerns that Latin America's second biggest economy is not doing enough to flatten the increasing infection rate. It's Mexico reported 1,044 additional deaths from the coronavirus. In comparison, according to Reuters, Brazil reported an additional 641 deaths. Still, Brazil remains second behind the United States in the number of overall deaths and infections. Millions across Mexico have been in quarantine since mid-March, and there are fears that the country's infection curve has not flattened since in June. Quarantine restrictions were eased that provided for some factories, offices, and shops to open. Now, with an increasing number of infections, locals fear quarantine fatigue is driving the trend as people head to work out of necessity. North and South Korea are set to mark the 70th anniversary of the start of the 1950 to 1953 Korean War Thursday. The conflict started in 1950 when communist North Korean troops launched a surprise attack across the 38th parallel into South Korea. U.S.-led United Nations forces battled Chinese and Soviet-backed North Korea, in which 3 million soldiers and civilians were killed and 5 million became refugees. The Korean War ended roughly where it started, near the 38th parallel. The armistice signed on July 27, 1953, stipulated that both sides withdraw their forces 2 kilometers from there to form a demilitarized zone. The zone remains the world's most heavily fortified frontier, with about 1 million troops stationed on each side. A North Korean defector group says that it's launched anti-Pyongyang leaflets towards the North, even as Pyongyang blew up an inter-Korean liaison office last week to show its displeasure against the defectors in South Korea for not stopping them from sending the leaflets. In a 7-second video clip provided by the group Fighters for Free North Korea, defectors were seen launching a giant balloon carrying a package of leaflets and a poster bearing photographs of leader Kim Jong-un, as well as his sister, Kim Yo-jong, with anti-Pyongyang messages. The group said that they sent off 20 balloons carrying 500,000 leaflets, $1 bills, and SD cards Monday night in the inter-Korean border area. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.